It's time for Behind the Walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric. Here are your hosts, Matt Duncan and Ryan Wood.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Behind the Walls on Ask the Expert. I'm Matt Duncan with 707 Plumbers and Electric.
And I'm Ryan. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to finally get this thing rolling.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing this for a while now.
Yeah, a long while.
Probably longer than we should have.
Just like most home projects, huh?
Exactly.
So the idea behind this show is actually pretty simple, guys. Every day, we're inside homes throughout Sonoma County and the North Bay, and we see everything homeowners do not see.
The stuff behind the walls.
Exactly. Plumbing, electrical, HVAC, boilers, radiant systems. There's airflow problems, hidden leaks, inefficient systems, renovation issues. All things homeowners usually only find out about when something goes wrong.
And honestly, homes have become a lot more complicated over the last few years.
Way more complicated.
People used to think, I have a plumber, I have an electrician, I have an HVAC guy.
Yeah, and now everything, it kind of overlaps.
Exactly.
Electrical affects HVAC. HVAC affects comfort. Insulation affects energy costs. Ventilation affects air quality. Hot water systems affect efficiency. Backup power affects the entire home.
And meanwhile, homeowners are trying to sort through all these options online.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody suddenly becomes a home expert after watching, you know, three or four YouTube videos.
That's definitely true.
And honestly, some of the information online is great. But some of it's terrifying.
So our goal with this show is to make things more understandable.
Exactly. Real conversations, real world situations, no scare tactics, and no giant sales pitches.
And maybe a few horror stories.
Definitely a few of them.
And so let's introduce ourselves a little bit, because people listening probably have no idea who we are yet.
That's fair enough.
So 707 Plumbers and Electrical originally started as 707 Plumbers. I've been plumbing my whole life. It's all I've ever done. My dad, my grandpa, my uncle, technically third generation. I'd always charged time and material and tried to stand behind my work, answer my phone no matter what, and do right by my customers. The hard part was advertising and staying busy and doing all the clerical office work. So I took on an office person alongside a couple of my guys that we had worked closely for a long time. And the office person allowed us to grow some more. And then eventually our systems needed to be managed more. And Ryan, I knew, was available. He had been in the industry a long time. He was an electrician. And when we had been playing Dynasty Fantasy Football together for 10 years and exchanging draft picks multiple years out in advance and negotiating, you know, picks and players, it became easy to kind of unite on a business front. And our negotiating between ourselves becomes quite easy after that kind of practice. And I like to include friends who I work with, which is he's become one of my best friends. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically how it started. It all started in the fantasy football war room. Matt's a heck of a negotiator, and we figured that we'd probably be able to work well together. So he called me up and asked me to come and help him run the company. Of course, with my electrical background, my caveat was we had to do an electrical division, and which he agreed. So therefore, 707 Plumbers became 707 Plumbers and Electric. But now we're continuing to branch out. We're also offering HVAC. We're doing boilers and radiant heating, hydronics. We do full renovations. We have our General B license, which allows us to do complete kitchen and bath remodels, anything around the home to bring us up to a whole home energy efficiency team of experts.
And you know, Ryan, now that we're licensed both A, B contractors, it actually offers a big unique opportunity. We don't have to turn our customers away or refer a lot of extra trades to the job site. We're able to do bathroom kitchen remodels. We can actually trench into the city street if the job requires it. And a lot of times we were turning down work from our best customers just because we didn't have a simple license to allow us to keep working. So we've worked really hard on being able to say yes to everything rather than no.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what this means now is that we are fully able to handle both specialty trades as well as full-scale renovations all under one roof.
Yeah, that's the whole home approach. It's huge for our philosophy now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most systems inside a home, they don't operate independently anymore. Everything works together.
And honestly, they never really did.
Yeah, true.
What got you interested in this side of the business originally?
Good question, Matt. So honestly, I'd have to say problem solving. You know, troubleshooting and problem solving was is to me still the most interesting part of this whole scenario. You know, not every job you look at is the same. In fact, almost none of them are identical. Each individual situation's a whole new can of worms.
That makes sense. You know, when I moved into the office, the thing I missed the most is actually just going to the job and seeing all the new stuff.
You know, especially in these older homes here in Sonoma County. So, you know, sometimes when we open up the walls in some of these older homes, it's like we just popped open a time capsule.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen all sorts of stuff, like old newspapers that were back from like 1912.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see plumbing from like three different decades all tied together. Electrical from three or four different remodels just over the year. You know, HVAC, everything just keeps added on top of each other and added on top of each other.
And sometimes it's still functioning, and a lot of times it's not. You know, the other day I took a picture of a sewer line, and it looked like the flexi straws that were just taped together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comment from the post I made said, but did it work?
Yeah,
the and old, it did. It was working.
The old Handy Andy special there.
Yeah, that's what's funny. Homeowners usually only see the cosmetic side of the house.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people see the countertops. They see the paint color. We see the airflow problems, the overloaded circuits, the poor insulation, undersized piping, all the hidden leaks. It's truly the thing behind the walls that you don't notice is the things you got to worry about.
Yeah, and homeowners, they generally never think about it.
Yeah, why would they? You know, until something fails, like at a holiday.
Never on a Tuesday afternoon in perfect weather.
Yeah, no, that's when it always happens.
One thing I can think homeowners are realizing now is how important energy efficiency has become.
You know, absolutely. Everybody's favorite word, PG&E. You know, the PG&E bills alone are changing how people think about their homes.
Yeah, and comfort, too. They pay a lot more attention to the costs and where their energy is being lost.
Yeah, you know, people don't just want heating and cooling anymore. They want comfort, efficiency, reliability. It's about cleaner air, cleaner water. People want battery backup. A lot of people are even interested in whole home smart home systems. It's homes are evolving fast.
And the technology is evolving fast, too.
Very quickly.
Heat pumps, smart thermostats, battery systems, high-efficiency boilers, zoned HVAC systems.
Yeah, and honestly, and rightfully so, most homeowners feel completely overwhelmed trying to figure all this out.
And that's one reason why we wanted to start doing these kind of shows.
Well, exactly, Matt. You know, we're here to help simplify things for everybody.
And maybe help people avoid some expensive mistakes.
A few expensive mistakes.
What's one mistake that you think homeowners make most often?
Well, I'd say waiting too long, Matt.
Nah, that answer came really fast.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's true. Most major issues start small. Small leak, airflow, small electrical problem, lack of maintenance.
And then suddenly it just becomes a major emergency on a holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah. And emergencies are never cheap. Yeah. We know this.
Especially the ones where water damage gets involved.
Or mold.
Yeah. Electrical damage.
Or somebody's AC goes out on a heat wave.
Yeah, which is exactly how it always happens.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. So one thing we'll talk about a ton on this show is proactive planning.
Yeah, that's always a huge thing to be proactive.
Yeah, proper maintenance, guys. Smart upgrades usually cost way less than the emergency repairs.
Speaking of emergency repairs, I actually had a landlord call me one time and send me over to a house. I get to the house and the lady, a little reluctant, comes to the door and lets me in, brings me to the shower. And there's a hole in the floor of the pan, the shower pan, fiberglass shower pan. There's a hole the size of a dime. And then I look in the corner and there's another one. And she's out of the room at this point. And the water is all over the floor. It's really wet. And so I come out and I ask her, how did these holes appear? Because I'd never seen this kind of, it looked like a very sharp, like cane had penetrated the floor. And she said that the guy that she had brought home that night, her and him had fun in the shower, and she forgot she was wearing her heels. And so She ended up paying for the replacement of the shower. The landlord definitely didn't want to take care of that, but that was one of the more funnier explanations.
That's hilarious, Matt. You know, we don't even really want to bring up some of the stuff we pull out of the toilets now, do we?
Right.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about some of the funniest and weirdest and most surprising things that we've ever found behind the walls over the years.
You've been listening to Behind the Walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric on KSRO. 707 Plumbers and Electric. It's time for Behind the Walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric. Here are your hosts, Matt Duncan and Ryan Wood.
Hey, welcome back to Behind the Walls on Ask the Expert. I'm Matt Duncan with 707 Plumbers and Electric, here with Ryan.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about the kinds of things homeowners never see happening inside their walls.
And honestly, some of them get pretty dang wild.
Very wild.
Without naming names, obviously, what's one of the craziest things you've seen?
Oh, man, well, that's pretty tough. Let's see.
There's probably too many options for you to pick from.
Yeah, huh? Way too many options.
Well, think of one. Give me one, Ryan. Come on. Something crazy.
Now, this the story time's you, buddy. Let's re-go back on that.
Okay, how about I'll talk about Justin. Justin has worked with me probably close to 20 years, and I'll never forget watching him struggle with a snake. And it was pretty early on in his career, and he now counts how many paces he goes out with the snake and how many he comes back in. But one day he wasn't counting, and this snake returned out of the pipe faster than he was expecting, and he saw a wad of nasty toilet paper come up and just smack him right in the face. And he looked at me because I was totally out of the way, and I just started laughing, and he did pretty good with not hurling, but I've also seen that exact same experience with a helper where it hit him in the face and he projectile vomited immediately. So our job has a lot of just things that people never want to see. So if you're going to be a plumber, you have to just kind of be willing to take it to the face sometimes.
And just so we're clear, everybody, the snake is the tool we use to clear out your sewer lines.
Yeah. We also have cameras to check those out too. A lot of times cities will require that. If you're ever doing a remodel and you get a sewer city camera inspection requirement, we do a lot of those. They require the city actually getting to see the inside of your camera or a camera of inside your sewer line. And they won't even let you remodel your home without doing that anymore.
Yeah. So basically after we get the clog cleared, we can go back in with a kind of expensive camera, and it works just like a snake. It's on a long line, and we stick it down in the hole, and it allows us to fully inspect the entire interior lining, locate the break, pinpoint exactly where the fix is, and we can then also record it and provide that for you. So there's no guesswork. It eliminates the guesswork.
The locator actually tells you the depth approximately of the pipe. And that has changed the game as far as being able to give an estimate of how long something's going to take to dig.
Matt, what are some of the funniest things you've ever found in one of the sewer lines before?
We find sports cars quite often. They're little Hot Wheels. They seem to make it down. I actually have a picture of my toilet auger going around a wheel of the Hot Wheel and pulling it out, and it's like a one in a million picture with hair all wrapped around it and everything. So I didn't make the picture, but it's definitely like what would be considered like an AI photo now, but it was a real photo at the time.
Yeah, so kids' toys, probably the number one culprit, huh?
Yeah, women's products, they hang up quite a bit, and non-flushable wipes.
That's real, folks. Hey, when everybody tells you don't flush feminine products and don't flush wipes, even the ones that say flushable, guess what, guys? They're not flushable.
No, we love them, though. Keep doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll make sure you have a clean out, and we'll just come and take care of it with a snake each time you do it.
Job security, guys. So, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, so jumping back in it, I think one of the biggest surprises for homeowners is realizing how many of the systems inside their home actually depend on each other.
Yeah, that whole home concept again, it's really important.
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody upgrades their HVAC, but the electrical panel is outdated, or when somebody renovates part of the home, but airflow was never addressed, or insulation was skipped, that's a big one.
Or somebody installs beautiful finishes over hidden issues. That happens a lot with a tile job going over the old shower valve.
It's the old saying, putting lipstick on the pig.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Probably more than people realize.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things homeowners should actually pay attention to before they become major issues?
Honestly, guys, it's the small warning signs that you really need to look for.
Can you give me an example?
Well, some rooms are always hotter or colder than others.
Mm-hmm.
Lights constantly dimming or flickering. That's a big one. When you have the water pressure changes or you're hearing knocks behind the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime your utility bills are slipping and getting higher, that is not normal. Unusual noises, systems that just run constantly, that's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm. Those are usually the signs something's not operating properly, especially the smells coming from like bathrooms and kitchens.
Yep.
Ugh.
I mean, guys, your home, it talks to you. It tells you when something's not right.
Yeah, that's actually a good line.
It's true.
What's interesting now is homeowners are thinking much more about a long-term solution.
Well, definitely, and that's smart. You know, especially with energy costs these days, and just the overall price of homes in general. I mean, people are investing into their homes differently.
Yeah, if I heat my pool, it costs me $200 for 2 days.
You know, renovations today—they aren't just cosmetic anymore. Homeowners are thinking about comfort, efficiency, functionality. The storage, lighting, electrical capacity, that's a big one. Of course, heating and cooling. It's the infrastructure.
Yeah, seriously, that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to have multiple trades under one company so we could just help all of our customers throughout all the trades.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage. Instead of three companies, three phone calls pointing the fingers at each other, who did this, who did that, who's responsible, you got one team looking at your whole house holistically.
Yeah, and that's really become our real philosophy.
Well, I mean, absolutely. Whole home efficiency and comfort.
What are you most excited to talk about on future episodes that we have coming up?
Well, for me, Matt, that's going to be the real world homeowner education.
Such as?
Well, generators, battery backup systems, the myths associated with HVAC, indoor air quality, boilers, radiant heating, just overall renovation and the planning. You know, it's so important when you go into any project to just take the time and sit back and think about how you want to set yourself up for the future.
That's true. And we're probably going to tell a little bit more on the horror stories, too. I like those.
Definitely more horror stories.
You know, speaking of horror stories, if you wake up with your own horror story, please reach out to us. We've dealt with everybody's horror stories. I don't think there's actually one that would send us running. We're pretty well adapted, and we've kind of built a system to not have to say no. You know, we used to find water leaks, and we would say, do you have homeowners insurance? Because you should probably call them. And now, when we find a water leak, we have somebody that can come right out that we trust, and we never have to turn you off from our in-house people again, which is something that I find a lot of confidence in, and I can ensure that you're going to be happy with the outcome of the job at that point. Yeah, so Ryan, what's one final piece of advice that you'd leave with homeowners today?
Well, gosh, I'd say don't ignore your house until something breaks.
That's pretty simple.
I mean, seriously, though. Yeah, your home is one giant connected system. Paying attention early saves money, it proves comfort, and prevents major headaches now. Guys, if anything happens immediately, just go ahead and reach out and give us a call. Our number is 707-292-2262.
That's 707-292-2262. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Call us with anything, and we will happily answer whatever we can for you.
Yeah, that's a huge one. Look, good contractors should be able to explain things in a way homeowners understand.
And they should not be afraid of a job requiring a permit or questions regarding insurance, license, or bonding. Those are things that we look forward to customers asking us because it generally means that they want a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, this is going to be good, Matt.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us in this very first episode of Behind the Walls on Axe the Expert. We appreciate you listening.
Next month, we'll dive deeper into comfort, HVAC systems, energy efficiency, and some of the biggest misconceptions homeowners have about modern homes.
And probably tell you a few more stories that we shouldn't.
Probably so.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, see you next month.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Behind the Walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric on KSRO. 707 Plumbers.